thinking of you this morning. Wondered how you was doing. And zero TR.
Okay, I'm situated now. You should hear me fine now.
Excellent, as usual. How are you doing today?
Headed over to AutoZone. Just gonna have a battery check. And then tomorrow, I get to go back to Firestone. Last week, I ended up with three tires that had nails and screws on them. Got them all at one time. Somebody put them out, threw them out, or they fell off a truck or something. I don't know. So I took it in Firestone. They said they had a bunch of cars that came in the flats last week, about the same day I did. And matter of fact, when I drove up to Firestone, I said, man, look at all those tires, flat tires. So something's going on over here.
That's sad, but it happens, especially around all these construction zones that are going on. Bill, I'd never had a flat tire on these Michelins as many years as I had them. And we just drove down in this area over there in that O'Neill edition not far from us just to look around, and I think that's where I picked it up at.
There's a lot of construction. Just a minute. My microphone cable behind my seatbelt. It wasn't working very good that way. Yeah, that's aggravating. And I know when I picked up the nails, because all of a sudden I started hearing a flop, 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 flop. It wasn't a flat tire. It was a big screw that was in my driver's side front tire. It was that big. And then when I took it in at Firestone, I've got hazardous warranty on these. But anyway, they said it wasn't just one tire, it was three tires. They had multiple nails and screws in them. Well, the one that had the biggest screw, I noticed after about a week, it was down. So I had to put some air in it, so it's leaking still.
Thanks. We had just come off of I-85 and went to... One of the last times we went to Costco down on Woodruff. We go to Spartanburg anymore. It's such a zoo down there. And even the parking lot. And we had just pulled in there after driving 70 mile an hour or whatever it is on I-85. And some guy looked over and said, hey, you got your tire's going flat. And I thought, oh, that ain't possible. It was. And they took care of it there. We get ours at discount tires, but it's a rarity anymore to have a flat tire, but boy, as low as these automobiles are built anymore, it's truly a pain in the rear to even try to do it yourself.
Yeah, I don't even attempt it. When I buy my tires, I get the hazardous part of it. The tires I get for the Escape, I get those at discount. But these, I've been putting these Firestones on here for years. This Expedition's almost 20 years old now. But this set of tires I have on right now on this car looks like they're brand new. I bought them in 2016. I've only got 20,000 miles on these tires. And there's 60,000 mile tires, supposedly. But they look like they're brand new. So anyway, if you can't get the leak, they're supposedly, they replace the tire.
Something I didn't know, Bill, is that a few years ago, the kids drove down here from Michigan. And my other son-in-law worked at a place called Visteon, and they did research and development and built dashboards and all kinds of stuff for automobiles. And they would take everything from Lincoln's to your expeditions and that up into the Northern Peninsula and test them to the nth degree in that horrible weather and area up there. It's really pretty desolate up there. And but when they were done, there weren't that many miles on the tires, and they'd give them to the employees because they couldn't put them out on the road. And he had given them to my other son-in-law, Hal, and they drove down here. Well, one of them, Hal, said he needed to get fixed, so we went down to Discount. And they called him back there. And the guy just actually turned the sidewall inside out as best he could to show him. And even though they'd been in a garage and hanging on the wall and were brand new, essentially, they had dry rotted. And those guys stayed overtime that night and changed those tires for him. I really appreciated that. But they said, even though you haven't got that many miles on them, the lifespan of them is such that they can deteriorate. Now, the expert on that is W4DJW. And I can't remember if he told me that that normally didn't happen or did happen, but he worked at Michelin in testing and such, but it's just something to be aware of.
I was aware of that. Matter of fact, the reason I put this set on was the other set I had almost had on there for 10 years, and it actually, you can see some cracks in it. I didn't wear them out. They were the same type of tires and everything. They just rotted. And so I got this new set. What I do now, though, I keep the sides of the tires coated, you know, with, I spray it with UV resistant, I guess that's right, or coatings to try to keep the sun, the direct sun. Of course, it won't stop all of it, but I look every once in a while, I take a look, and I've read a number of times that when you buy tires, make sure they're not old tires. They have just haven't been set up on a rack somewhere on the wall. There are ways to look at it. I can't remember. There's a code or a date or something where you can check it out. Over.
And 4IQ. Yes, you're quite correct, Bill. There's a lot of different codes on the side of those, and I never remember what they are. Well, I was sitting down there at the dentist's office. Bernice went in to get her teeth cleaned down there at Crowns Now this morning, and I was going to send you an email just to see how y'all was doing, you and Elaine, and hadn't heard you in a while. And I understand that, but we've all been busy. Everything's fine up this way up in the north. But about that time, I got tied up with the chicken man. We're getting 8 new girls, and I had to schedule an appointment because we've got to drive up to Flat Rock up by Hendersonville and pick those chickens up towards the end of the month. And I didn't want to go up there when there was a crowd, you know, because his driveway is real small, and I didn't want to go up there when they had 20 or 30 cars lined up to pick up their chickens. And so he's scheduling appointments now, so that's why I didn't get to write you an email this morning.
So what are you doing? You're buying more chickens? What, is this guy like a wholesale guy? Sells chickens?
Oh, the chicken man. It's kind of interesting. He's got all kinds of questions on there, which I'm sure you're not interested in. But, yeah, we have bought our chickens there for several years, and by no means are they cheap. They're $15 a piece just for, these are called speckled Sussex. But the last ones were Kookamarans and Welsomers, and they seem a little aggressive, and so Bernice researched these, and they have a better disposition, and they're good layers even through the winter, so we tried 8 of them, and they're working really great. We'll get 6 out of 7 eggs every day or two. And the older ones were getting to where they didn't lay it at all. So rather than getting rid of them, you know, making rotisserie chicken out of them, which I just won't do. Brace probably would. She's a farmer. But I won't do it. So I found a neighbor up here that's going to take them. And so they're Afghan refugees. We're going to move them up here to the neighbor's yard.
Okay, well, put them in retirement. That's good. That's kind of your pets, I guess. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, I was gone September. I was gone a good part of September. Went up to Dakotas and Wyoming and Montana, just all over up there. Rushmore, Devil's Rock, or Yellowstone, that sort of thing. And I went on a trip, a motor coach trip. So I was gone, either getting ready or trying to recoup after I got back because I had so much to do. September was officially gone for me.
Well, I didn't know they had such things. So it's a big bus that you can go on and they take care of everything?
Tours. They're very popular. Yeah. This group is out of Charlotte. But it was like a 15-day motor coach trip.
That's interesting. I don't like to drive long distances anymore. And that'd be the way to do it. Kind of like Greyhound, let to leave the driving to us. I remember the good old days with the Greyhound and the Continental buses. I think I only ever rode on one of those things one time. But those motor coaches look pretty comfortable.
Sorry, they have plug-ins for all your computers and, you know, Wi-Fi on board, all kinds of stuff. Things you probably wouldn't even think about. But I enjoyed it, had a good time, and saw little Bighorn, Walls Drugstore. I can't even mention all the things I saw. It was really nice.
I remember the 7th Cavalry, but tell me about this Walls Drugstore. I never heard of that.
I've never heard about it before, but Lane had. It's just one huge drugstore. It has everything in the world that you can think of in it. It's almost like a museum. We also stopped in and we stayed in Cody a couple nights, Wyoming, and let's see here. I'm looking for something here. Looking for the AutoZone. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. I've done it once. I wouldn't do it again. Not because I didn't like it. It's just that once is enough. Long ways out there. And, I'm here at my destination. It's AutoZone. So I'll let you go here and walk in, and they can check my battery. But I'm not going to tell them that I bought this one here and have a warranty on it. I'm going to let them test it first. I don't trust people. N4IQ.
Yeah, that load test is the way to go, Bill. Well, great to hear you. I'm glad you had a good time. Bernice and I are assembling a plug aerator for the yard, so I'll catch you down the line, Bill. 73, say hello to Y. This is N0 TR Cliff.
N4IQ.
LCB is monitoring. Number 4, Lima, Charlie, Victor. Anybody around?
Well, Victor, I can't stay. I just give you a radio report. My name is Tom. I'm November 0, Tango Radio. And I'm assembling a plug aerator right here. But there'll be some guys on here shortly. I got to get back or my wife will slap me around a little.
Don't want that to happen. I was just fairly new to the area. I live over in the Anderson greater Anderson-Seneca area. I was wondering if there's anybody in this area that does repair on like a Morse code key or...
That I wouldn't know. I know there's a gentleman that works on radios by the name of Vlad, but as far as a keyer goes, they're usually not that expensive to replace. So if you know, this is a throwaway society.
I'm old school. I'm old enough to be old school. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. N4LCV.
Okie doke. N4IQ will be back on here shortly, and he's, well, he's just brilliant. That's all there is to it. About involving electronics and that. He's very, very knowledgeable. And so you might ask Bill, but I just can't answer that because usually everything's on one little microprocessor in there and not much else to them, just a few resistors and capacitors. But ask Bill if he comes back. He's getting the battery checked right now. Should be back shortly. Nice to meet you this morning, and you have a good day. This is N0TR 73.
4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE.
Can't stay long. This is N0TR. Bernice and I are busy, but she made one of those French apple pies. If you'd want to come by and pick up a couple of pieces for you and Anna, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Well, Tom, I may have to get her on. First of all, good morning. Second of all, how is Miss Bernice's eye?
Okay.
Speak up. Come on.
I'm going to go get it checked this afternoon.
Good deal. I'm glad that you're able to get to the doctor, see what's going on. Okay, so yes, a couple of things I need to talk with you. So I am headed to the deer camp, and the item that you asked me to take a look at, I'm headed to the deer camp to work things out. So that's the first thing. Second thing is I may give you a call and request some pictures of, I'll just call you on the phone, and I need some more pictures. And the third thing is, I don't know if y'all like figs, but we have got a fig bush behind the house that is just absolutely loaded, and they are really sweet. But I will be out of the loop for a couple of days. But if y'all want them, just go behind Dad's house. You know where his house is. And y'all just pick what you want. And get as much as you want. And other than that, I'm getting ready to get on Highway 11 and make the journey up to Pickens County.
Well, she said she could use a few, but she said we're probably not going to have time, Chad. But if we do, we will take you up on that. And, yeah, any pictures you might need, well, give me a holler. Hope you have fun up there. Appreciate that.
Okay. Tom, I ain't gonna lie to you, but I had an awful night last night. I mean, awful. I don't know. We went and ate some Mexican food. It was our night out. Her sister was taking care of her mom, so I try to take her out when we can, you know. And I don't know. I ate something in that restaurant that just... Oh man, I'm still not feeling right, and it kept me up all night. And I'm honestly a little bit disoriented. I'm so tired.
We're driving, and how I'll give you the tip of the day. I know exactly what that was. That was Jose Jalapeno.
Oh, Jose. Jose got me.
You went to that girl club meeting the other night, too, didn't you?
No, I did not. I try not to. Hang on, Tom. I try not to get in public places like that because of her mother and my dad. So I just can't do it. I wanted to go, but I just can't risk it.
Yes, I think you made a wise decision. We didn't either, or I didn't. Bernice used to go once in a while, and she used to make treats for him a lot of times, but I just won't take the chance, Chad. This Delta variant's not good. Now, they're talking about this morning that Moderna might have, that they're doing to target that particular variant. But, of course, we took the Pfizer, so I don't know. They were talking about you could intermix them here a while back, but I never did hear a summation on that. But at any rate, well, I'm glad to hear you didn't go to that. I'm sorry to say that, but I guess you can do it on Zoom. But I've not done any Zoom things. I'm not too computer literate, and to be quite honest with you, they've had some security issues that I just don't like. So I haven't even tried that, but they're a great group of guys, and I miss them, and I miss going to it, but we're not going to much of anything where there's a crowd. If we do, we keep our distance, and we go early in the morning, like to Costco's or Sam's. And well, we haven't found them to be real crowded, though, over at Spartanburg, not like it is down on Woodruff.
Well, when COVID hit, we just came together as a family. When the CDC initially shut things down, I think that's been a year or two back by now. And we had all three kids at home then, and we just, me and Anna discussed what we thought was best for the family. And then, we brought the kids in, and Dad and her mom, and said, okay, look, this is what we're gonna do, and here's how we're gonna handle this. So I put some hand washing stations outside the doors, especially at my mother-in-law's place, because the doctor has to come to her. She's so bad off. And we just basically just have got one person in the family that goes and gets what we need, and that's usually me. And I'm just as careful as I can be, because I do not want to be a part of making somebody sick. And that's just responsible, period. It's uncomfortable, and I don't like it, but at the end of the day, we are responsible for her health care and Dad's, and I can't do anything to risk it.
GR. Yeah, Chad, I think that's commendable. And we're the same way. We're happy right where we're at. We're like you. We're kind of out in the country. I was talking to Bill in 4IQ. He's kind of out in the country. He'd been on a motor bus ride up into Montana and that sounded neat. Just talked to him a little while ago. I don't know if you've talked to Bill, but he's excellent. But I talked to M4WHM yesterday, and his wife was wanting to go to Spartanburg, and I'd forgotten at the time, but I sent him a text last night late, and they canceled that one. But you know they're going to have that fall for Greenville? Man, I think that's a suicide mission. Even Steve, the anti-vaxxer, who's going to get vaccinated, thank God, he even said that was a massive spread. spreading thing. We've been to it. It's wonderful, but and the art festival, well, we've skipped all of that. It's just too risky. I watched the Fox local news this morning. Spartanburg emergency room is 99% full, and they're putting up an outside tent. 90% are unvaccinated. All the rest of the counties, Greenwood, the one down around Columbia, Pickens, they're all at like 104 to 106% saturated in their emergency rooms and ICUs. So people, and they're having about 4,000 a day get it. There was 10 deaths right here in Greenville County yesterday. So, I don't think you're being overly cautious.
And like you.
Bill, I'm talking KO4NUE, Chad. He's on his way up north. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, Bill, I don't think I've ever talked to you. If I have, I apologize for not remembering your call. N4IQ, I think. Man, we're just talking about what we've experienced with the whole COVID thing. And so, I've got a close friend that just got out of the hospital last night, as a matter of fact, for issues not related to COVID. But he was telling me that when he got admitted, they have got patients out in the hallways in beds because they just don't have room for them. And that was at Easley Baptist Hospital. And I don't know. When, you know, Tom, when we were, I hate to bring this up, but when we were in Iraq, the second deployment, we had a E. coli breakout that broke out on the FOB, and it made a lot of soldiers sick, and I mean sick. And the CDC flew a crew in to evaluate how to, you know, get this bacteria under control. Within 3 or 4 days, they had found where the bacteria came from and implemented plans on how to get, you know, to get rid of it. Because, I mean, you got soldiers at a FOB that are sick, and I'm talking about 80-90% of them. That's a problem. But, man, they came in there and went to the mayor's cell where the commanding general was and said, this is what you need to do. So they implemented a plan kind of like we tried to do with COVID when it first came out. And it worked because you had armed guards making you do what the CDC said to do. I mean, I hate to put it that way. Let me let this repeater cycle. So when you went to the chow hall to get food, you had an MP, a couple of MPs standing at the door that said, let me wash your hands. And then if they saw any kind of dirt under your fingernails, nope, you're not coming in the chow hall till you get that corrected. No long fingernails. Now, women could to a certain length, but they had to be, you know, spotless. Clean uniform, clean, sanitized, everything sanitized. And it took us about 8 weeks to get through it, but we did it. So when the plan to get rid of the virus came by with our government, I just thought, no, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. I mean, it was a valiant effort, but I don't know. I just wish everybody would get vaccinated and put an end to all this.
Go ahead, Bill. Double in there a minute ago, so I heard some what sounded like a double, and I imagine he was signing off for now. He was down getting his battery checked down at AutoZone in Chan. Well, you know me, I'm in 1,000% in agreement with you. I was in the dentist's office this morning and walked in. I had a mask on. Bernice was getting her teeth clean, and I asked him if I could use the restroom. I said, yeah, and I asked them, girls, I said, I hope everybody's all right. And they said, yeah. And I said, you know what? I said, I've had every shot on God's green earth. And I said, none of them's killed me yet, but a lot of them's kept me from being killed. And I said, I hope you guys are the same. I said, have a good day. That way I didn't have to be biased.
I understand, but at the end of the day, the way me and my wife are looking at this is because of, I mean, it's my opinion now. Everybody has an opinion. But because of what the virus targets, which is people that are sick and which just happens to be, you know, our older generation. I think if we're not careful and do the right thing, we're going to lose a big portion of that generation. And that's just, that's just not cool at all, you know. So I just, I don't know what to think about all this, Tom. I think it's just, I don't know, just difficult times, and I just wish we could all pull together.
Absolutely right, Chad. Well, how long does it take you to get up there, Chad? About an hour?
55 minutes. But there's a bad accident. I hadn't been on Highway 11 long, and they've got a string of cars lined up, and fire department, and trucks, and I just happen to have a 35-foot gooseneck behind me, which means I'm stuck till it's done. So I don't know how long I'm gonna be sitting here, but that's okay. I got a radio. I passed the time with somebody, but I'm still a little groggy from last night. I don't think I'll ever eat there again, but that was horrible.
N4LCV.
Yeah. Chad, I'm going to turn you over to him. It's great hearing you this morning, buddy. And you take care. And I'll turn you over in for LCD. And I'm going to get back to with Bernice here. She's going to slap me around. You know how violent she is. And we're putting a plug aerator together, and we got to go to that eye appointment this afternoon, isn't it, Bernice? 4 o'clock. So I better get busy, Chad. Take care. KL4NUE and 0TR, and pass it over to the other station.
So on Highway 11, which end of 11 are you at exit?
Turn left on the Highway 11 from Gowansville. That would be, I think that's 14, just beyond where 414 is. And I made it. I'm on a stretch of road here where it's not a whole lot of reference, but I think it's going to be after you turn, after Gowansville, it's going to be the First Baptist Church on the left on Highway 11. I think that's about all I can do to help you, but I'd say probably 4 or 5 miles from Gowansville, and I mean it is a dead stop. Probably, I don't know, 30 to 50 vehicles lined up, and we've been sitting here for a while.
I live on the other end of 11, where it at the Georgia line. It comes back into I-85 at exit 1, right at the Georgia line, and they're doing road construction. I thought maybe road construction. They're repaving the road over here. Which it badly needs. So I was just going to, but sounds like you were definitely into a traffic accident situation.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about, and I am on the direct opposite of Highway 11. If you take where you are where Highway 11 pops out on 85 and go to the other end of 85. It pops back out on 85 in, I think, Chesney or something like that. If you take those two points, I'm probably right smack dab in the middle, and it looks like it's a really bad accident. They got a couple of, it's like a logging truck up there, two or three deputies, ambulance. I'd say they're probably trying to get an ambulance because I can't actually see the accident, but all of the emergency people up there, they're running back and forth to their vehicles, so that's usually not a good sign.
About that, hate it for whoever was involved in the accident. I was a volunteer fireman a couple of times, and I have worked a lot of traffic, directing traffic at automobile accidents while the cops and the ambulance and everybody's taking care of business. That's a fun job. Anyway, okay. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation with the other fella. I just heard you say you were stopped in traffic on 11, and I thought you might be right here, right close to where I'm at. I live just off Highway 11, about a mile and a half north of that I-85 intersection. I'm going to let you go. Catch you later. N4LCV out.
LCV, KO4NUE. Appreciate the QSO, bud. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day, and please be safe. KO4NUE, I am clear, but we'll be monitoring. 4DJW, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact. I'm clear.
NUE, KI4DTY. How's it going out there, Chad?
Hey, Daniel. How you doing, bud? KO4NUE. It's Chad. I'm stuck in a traffic accident on Highway 11. Can't really see how bad the accident is. There's so many cars lined up, but I got a 35-foot gooseneck behind me, and I can't turn around, so I'm having to just sit here. But how have you been, bud?
Truck is down today, and I'm actually taking it. Usually I try to fix it myself, but this is one of those things I need to try to take it to a mechanic and see if they can work out the issue. So I heard you talking a little bit. I thought I would jump on just for, even if it was a few minutes, to say hi and see how you were doing since we haven't really talked.
Things going pretty good up until last night. We keep my mother-in-law out at the house because she needs pretty much 24-hour care. So we got a break last night. Her sister came to watch her mom, so we normally try to go do something to get out of the house, you know. So we went to a Mexican restaurant to eat supper, and oh man, well, you want to talk about a rough night. Oh my goodness, it was just horrible.
Sorry about that. That is never good. I've been there. Me and my brother had went out to a job one day. We were out of town, and it was a little like one stoplight town, and we stopped at this little restaurant the night before my wedding. We were filming a wedding, and we stopped, and we both got the Reuben sandwich, and that night on, we vowed never to get the same thing.
It's not fun. I can tell you, it's not fun at all, and I normally, you know, I got an iron stomach. Things like that don't bother me too bad, but goodness gracious, Daniel. I don't have words.
I totally get it. My stomach's not too bad, but usually if I eat something bad, I know within 30 minutes that it's bad. My stomach, it just wants to be done with it.
I hadn't heard you check in on Tuesday nights, but I'm just going to give you a little update. So I built my first dipole the other day, and that was really, really fun to be able to apply everything, you know, Larry Walt's been trying to teach me. And I have been talking on it for, I don't know, almost a week now. And I cannot believe the difference than the one that I had. I bought the one I had, and it was horrible. I mean, just horrible, noisy. And so I built this one and got it up, and I just could not believe the difference. So I'm really pleased with it, and I'm really thankful that they helped me, you know, help me do that, because there's no way I could have done that without them helping. So the reason I'm telling you this is, let me let this computer start. Ready to go get your general ticket if that's what you want to do, and you need a antenna. Man, let's link up, because I got plenty of wire. I got everything you need to build it, and just come on over, meet me over at the house one day, and we'll get you one built, so you can, you know, get up on HF if that's the direction you want to go, you know, just let you know.
Yeah, no, that is too cool. Yeah, I definitely would love to meet up and kind of learn a little bit about what you've been learning. That would be too cool. I'm in a hole, so I'm not sure if you can still hear me or not.
Yeah, you got a little bit of noise, but you're definitely readable. And but like I said, I got a whole bunch of, I got a machine shop down there, and I had a bunch of leftover Delrin, which is basically it's the same kind of stuff milk is made out of, but it's, you know, it's machine stock. So I just, because it's a good insulator, so I made my center pin on the dipole with it, and soldered me a connector on it, and I got a bunch of wire that was given to me when I retired from the military wire and cable platoon. They gave me a spool of wire for a gift as a joke. So I've had that spool of wire for, I don't know, 5-6 years, never had a use for it. But I got a whole bunch of it, and when you get to that point, there's no sense spending the money, you know, because I got everything you need. And it didn't take me long to build it either. Now that I know kind of how it works, I'm sure I could move a little faster with it.
Offer. I would definitely love to take you up on it. So thank you very much.
Your truck.
Like I said, I normally just work on my own vehicles just because I've had better luck. But there's a sensor, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's called the VLCT solenoid. It reads the oil, and you got one on both sides of the engine. And it's gone out apparently, so my trucks, noticed I was getting really bad bad gas mileage, which usually is my sign that something's going on anyways. And then finally the check engine light came on, and it's saying one of those sensors are bad. There's two, and it's telling me, it won't tell me which side is out. My caution is you're dealing with the inside of the engine at that point, and there's this one little screw that holds the stupid thing in, and I know my luck, I will drop that screw inside the engine, and then I will be totally, for lack of better words, screwed.
They make a little special tool to do that with when you have those screws like that. Next time, I'm on the way to deer camp now, but I'll send you a picture of it, and it locks the head onto basically a long shaft, so you can you know, stick it down in a hole and get it in place or whatever you want to do, that kind of thing. And normally when you have holes like that, the screws can fall in, just stuff them full of rags so while you're doing all your work so it don't fall down in the intake. Don't ask me how I know that. I did some catastrophic damage to an engine one time when I was 17 and dropped the bolt down in the intake and knew it. And I said, well, I'm not thinking. Well, I ain't going to worry about it. You know, I'll start it up and it'll blow it right out the tailpipe. Well, yeah, it blew some stuff out the tailpipe all right, but it wasn't a bolt.
Nope, not at all. That blew out parts of the engine instead. That's hilarious. No, I wish I had talked to you earlier about that. I would have tried that, but I was like, man, I know I can do it. I just know my luck, and if I drop that screw in that engine, I am like, I have no way around it. You know, I don't know how I would fix it, but I didn't think about the stuffing some rags in there just to catch it. Man, that's a good idea. So I grew up, my dad was pretty much a jack of all trades, and we had always rebuilt our own engines and stuff, and so I'm pretty comfortable, but I was like, I don't have all the tools I need to work on an engine like I did when I was growing up, so.
I got a machine shop, and I build engines for people and put them up on YouTube so people can, you know, customers can see their engines being built. And I got old, I do the hard stuff, the stuff that no other machine shop wants to handle, you know, stuff you just can't go to a junkyard and get another one if you mess it up, that kind of stuff. And that kind of suits me because I'm pretty slow. But, you know, one of the engines I got in there is, I believe it's a 1936 Packard inline 8. All 8 cylinders in one row. And, you know, you got to take your time with that kind of stuff. Because if you mess something up, maybe you ain't going to a junkyard and getting another one.
You never seen an inline 8, the inline 6, but... Hey, Patrick just actually passed me. Patrick, if you have your radio on, but yeah, totally. I have to check out your YouTube videos.
Just go to YouTube, type in Chad Hightower, and then the last one I did was M38. So I had a guy from Germany who had got a World War II Jeep. He shipped the engine over here originally for me to build. And then, I don't know, about when I got done with the engine, he sent the whole Jeep over here. So I ended up putting the engine in the Jeep, filmed the whole series on YouTube, and he kept it for a summer and then was going to go back to Germany and decided he wanted to sell it. So didn't want to pay the duties to get it back to Germany, so... My dad bought it from him, so it's sitting down there in the shop. We drive it around on the farm. I mean, it's just kind of fun, you know. But also, I've got a fan in Germany up until COVID hit. He comes and he calls it apprenticing. But he basically just comes and spends a week with me in the shop on engines. And I don't speak a German. I lick a German, and he doesn't speak any English either. We use Google Translate when we can, but every year until COVID hit, he comes and spends a week with me, and we'll build, you know, build an engine, and he kind of does that stuff in Germany. His name is Josef, and... you know, it's just kind of neat, actually, you know. It's amazing how two people that can't speak a lick of their language, if they do the same thing for a living, you'd be surprised how well you can communicate.
Yep, I believe that. My grandpa was a brick mason and a house builder, and he worked on furniture and stuff, and he actually had guys come over from Japan and well, I think mostly Japan, come over and apprentice here with him, which was crazy because the Japanese are amazing woodworkers already. But yeah, he would always have guys come over for the summer to apprentice with him.
Neat. And at the end of the week, we was the last 2 days. So the second to the last day when he's here, we do smoke some ribs and chicken. And last time we did a little low country boil. And then the last day he cooks our family a big German meal. And it's quite the experience, you know, because he goes to the butcher shop there at Vaughn's Butcher Shop there in Greer, and he is very picky about, you know, I want this and I want it cut this way, and he looks through all the meat and picks the best kind of meat and this, that, and the other, you know, and he really struggles with the butcher shops here because in where he's from, you know, you got a bread shop, a cheese shop, and a wine shop, and a meat shop right there in every village. And you just go to the butcher every day and get what you want. Well, you know, places like Walmart and places that sell food like that, raw meat, it just kills him. He can't stand it.
Actually went over to France for a job, and yeah, they pretty much just buy their food for the whatever meals they have that day. But anyways, well, hey, I'm at my location, so my ride is here. It was amazing talking to you, and I miss hearing your voice lately. I just haven't been on a lot, but let me skedaddle here, and I'll be 73 on your last call. Stay safe out there.
Thanks for the QSO, Daniel. Have a good day, sir. 73's to you, and I'm clear. KO4 NUE, I'm clear, but monitoring.
KI4 DTY, I'm clear.
4QLG. KO4 QLG. KO4 NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear. For NUE monitoring. NUE monitoring.